Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Michael Inch combines expertise in epidemiology and geography to track the spread of infectious diseases. His team is mapping over space and time where COVID-19 testing has occurred. This information, combined with other data, helps determine where testing deserts might exist. When he interviewed for the position at Carolina, Dr. Imsch found this new opportunity the perfect fit for his career path and passion for research in epidemiology.
There were three things that make, still to this day, Carolina unique for me. And those are the Carolina Population Center, which is the top population center in the country. It's a research center that helps facilitate interdisciplinary research, such as I do, and including research about health, population, and the environment. And the center not only provides this interdisciplinary scholarly environment, but it also takes care of the administrative burden of research so we can just focus on the science, which is what I really want to do. Second is that Carolina has a top geography program with a PhD program. It includes doctoral students and great undergraduate students and postdocs. And then the third is the Gillian School of Global Public Health is the top public health school in the country. And it also has a top epidemiology program and one that's really good at infectious diseases. So it's the trifecta, my home. It's a perfect place for me as a scholar and a teacher.
In his 15 years at UNC, Dr. Imsch has taught mostly graduate classes, but he is looking forward to his second straight year of introducing undergrads to his work.
I am going to teach a class on disease ecology, which is a first year seminar. And so it'll be a small class of first year students. And we are going to talk about four different diseases. COVID-19 will have a big part of this class. We'll talk about the transmission dynamics of COVID-19. We'll talk about the spread around the world. We'll talk about pandemic preparedness or lack thereof. And then we'll talk about malaria and cholera, which are two diseases that I study a lot, as well as HIV, which is one that's not related to the biophysical environment. It's more related to the social environment. So that is actually the first time at Carolina in 15 years that I will have ever taught a first-year seminar. Last semester, I taught a class called Health and Medical Geography. It is an undergraduate class that focuses on all of these things that I've talked about today, including disease ecology. And so in the midst, we had this new outbreak of an emerging infectious diseases. And I actually wrote a book called Health and Medical Geography, which is the textbook for the class. And in the midst of this class, we saw COVID-19 happening. And we just so happened to be studying the chapter on emerging infectious diseases. So we got to study it real time. And each day I would read the New York Times or whatever source, the modeling studies that came out of Imperial College London and the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at University of Washington. So I actually changed the curriculum mid-semester and had students reading these modeling reports, and we were studying the types of models that they were using that were in the news and things like that. So that was a very interesting semester. I've been using Zoom forever because of all of my international work. I was worried that the entire system was going to crash around the country because all of a sudden there were millions and millions of people using it. The technology worked really well. It was a class with about 50 students, and I tried to get the students to interact as much as possible. And we probably talked about COVID-19 about half of the time during the online education portion of the course. Graduate classes in this area of study is something that I do more often than teach these undergraduate classes, but the undergraduates were amazing last semester.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.